感谢主给我机会能够在这个聚会里面和弟兄姊妹见面。
I thank the Lord that He has given me the opportunity to see brothers and sisters here at this gathering.
昨天我在飞机上坐在我旁边的是一位美国姊妹。
Yesterday when I was on the plane, the lady who was sitting next to me was an American sister.
她问我你到这里来做什么？
She asked me what I was doing here.
我说我是来参加聚会。
I said, I have come for a gathering.
她说你的心情如何？
She said, how do you feel?
她说你是很紧张吗？
She said, are you nervous?
我说 yes.
I said, yes, I am.
那么我说另外呢，还很 excited.
But I also said, I'm very excited.
因为我要和弟兄姊妹一同聚集在爱我们、为我们舍命的主耶稣跟前。
Because I am gathered with brothers and sisters in front of the Lord who loves us and who has given up his life for us.
这一次聚会，弟兄们告诉我说我的责任是要讲十字架。
I've been told by brothers that this time my responsibility is to talk about the cross.
我们今天下午呢，下午聚会是比较不容易一点。
It is a bit difficult to gather in the afternoon.
有些弟兄姊妹可能今天早晨才从家里开车到这里。
Some brothers and sisters have just driven here this morning.
如果你身体疲倦。
If you are tired,
没有关系，可以站起来，这个稍微的休息，放松一下。
It's okay, you can stand up and relax a little.
我相信爱我们的主哈，他乐意看见我们聚在他的跟前，他也体贴我们肉身的软弱。
I believe the Lord who loves us, he's glad to have us before him, and he is also understanding of our physical weaknesses.
我们盼望呢，我们在主的面前一同领受。
We hope that together before the Lord we can receive.
但是我们心里面不需要太紧张和受压。
But in our heart we don't have to be too nervous and suppressed.
我们先有一点简单的祷告。
Let us have a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praise.
在你的爱中，也在你荣耀的旨意中，你为你的儿女们预备这个聚会。
In your love and in your glorious will, you have prepared this gathering for your children.
主啊，当我们唱诗、我们祷告、我们提到你的名的时候，我们已经感觉到你在我们的中间。
Dear Lord, as we sing hymns and as we praise you, as we mention your name, we can already feel your presence here.
主啊，你实在爱我们。
Dear Lord, you truly love us.
你乐意亲近那些寻求你的人。
You are willing to be close to those who seek you.
主啊，你既把我们带到这里来。
Lord, you brought us here.
主啊，我们每一颗心都向你说，我们渴慕你的自己。
Every single one of our hearts say to you, Lord, we desire after you.
我们也承认自己的贫穷。
And we admit our poverty.
承认自己的软弱。
We admit our weaknesses.
承认自己的需要。
We admit our needs.
主啊，愿你来做我们一切需要的满足。
Lord, may you be the satisfaction for all of our needs.
做我们一切问题的答案。
Be the answer to all of our questions.
愿你借着永远的灵，就是圣灵。
May you, through the Holy Spirit, the eternal Spirit.
今天下午带我们超越时间，再来到各个他山。
That you can bring us beyond the limits of time to bring us to Mount Calvary.
来到你十字架的底下。
To be underneath your cross.
但愿基督钉十字架，今天我下午能够活化在我们的心里。
So that Christ crucified on the cross can come alive into our hearts today.
并且借着圣灵，将你钉十字架的意义向我们解开。
And through the Holy Spirit, reveal to us the meaning of crucifixion.
好叫我们众人的心都被你自己所得着。
So that you may gain all of our hearts.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 请我们一同来读几处的经文。
Let us together read a few verses from the scripture.
首先请大家翻到加拉太书第三章第一节。
Let us first turn to Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
我不读这整节的经文，啊，我把关于这一次要用的，我读给大家听。
I will not read the entire verse. I will read to you the part that concerns our message today.
加拉太书第三章第一节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
耶稣基督钉十字架，已经活化在你们眼前。
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified.
我们在读彼得前书第一章第十节第十一节。
Let us now turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
若是可以的话，好不好？请我们中文一起同声的读。
Let us read Chinese together.
然后我们姊妹再读英文。
And then we will read English.
彼得前书第一章第十节第十一节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories to follow.
我们再请翻到哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第七节。第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
我们还是请大家同声的来读。
We'll read it together.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages of our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
我们再请翻到希伯来书。
Let us now turn to Hebrews.
第十二章。
Chapter 12,
第二节。
Verse 2.
我们还是请大家先同声的读中文。
We'll read the Chinese together first.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
在这里中文讲到仰望。
Here in Chinese it says to look upon, to fix our eyes.
我们也可以这样翻译。
We can also translate it.
注视。
To be fixating our eyes.
或者英文这样讲， we gaze him, 我们注视他。
Or in English, we can say that we gaze at him.
这一次我们盼望主吸引我们一同来注视为我们钉十字架的耶稣基督。
We pray that this time the Lord will help us to gaze upon the Jesus Christ who was crucified for us.
最后我们再请大家一起来读以赛亚书五十三章。
And lastly, let us turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
这一章圣经一共有十二节。
This chapter altogether has 12 verses.
我们相信许多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这一章的圣经。
I believe many brothers and sisters are very familiar with this chapter.
甚至有人在青年时代就把它背下来了。
And some people may have memorized it when they were young.
我们也知道呢，传福音的腓力，圣灵曾经借着他把这一章圣经解开来。
And we also know that Phila, when he was preaching the gospel, the Lord had opened this chapter to him.
以至于影响了不仅一个人，影响了一整个国家。
to the point that it did not only influence one person, but had an impact for an entire nation.
不仅仅影响了那个时代，并且延续了两千年。
And it did not only impact that time, but it was the impact continued for the next 2,000 years.
但愿今天下午这一章圣经，圣灵也把它的情景活化在我们的眼前。
And I pray that this afternoon the Holy Spirit will make this chapter come alive before our eyes.
叫我们每个人都得着这一段圣经里面主要给我们的祝福。
So that each one of us can receive the blessing the Lord wants to give to us through these verses.
好不好我们一起来啊我们一节一节的读。
Let us read it together, verse by verse.
以赛亚书五十三章我们一起来。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然当当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬？耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分乳物。因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。好，我们请姊妹用英文读一次。
Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken for men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hid their face, he was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall upon him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to a slaughter, like a sheep that is silent before its shearers. So he did not open his mouth, but oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? His grave was designed with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. He would render him as a guilt offering. He will see his offspring. He will prolong his days. And the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great. He shall have for his portion the spoils of the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors.
好，我们今天读经就暂时读这么多。
We will stop here in our reading of the scripture.
从我们刚才所读的经文里面。
In the verses that we have just read,
好，我们可以这样说，主耶稣基督并他钉十字架是一个奥秘。
We can say that Lord Jesus Christ crucified on the cross is a mystery.
不仅在主前七百多年以前，
Not only 700 some years before the coming of the Lord.
当先知以赛亚，神的灵感动他来传讲基督钉十字架的这一幕。
When the Holy Spirit touched Prophet Isaiah to describe the scene of crucifixion,
他心里面实在很为难。
In his heart, he was truly troubled.
所以他向神发出一个问题，他说：“主啊，你要我们所传的，谁会信呢？”
So in his heart, he cried out to the Lord with a question: "The message that you want us to deliver, who will believe it?"
要告诉人说，这是神的儿子，这是荣耀的君王。谁会信呢?
To say that this is the Son of God, that this is the glorious King, who will believe it?
啊，并且他讲到他所看见那位人子的时候。
And when he was speaking about the Son of Man, he saw.
他讲了，不仅世上的人，一般的人，啊，觉得他应该被藐视。
Not only do the ordinary men, men of this world, think he should be despised.
他们觉得他应该被弃绝。
Men believe that he should be forsaken.
先知以赛亚说呢，就是我们这些相信神的，我们这些呢服侍神的人，我们也不尊重他。
And but Isaiah said, even those of us who believe in God, who are servants of God, we do not respect him.
所以当他接受这个信息，并且接受这个托付去传讲的时候。
Therefore, when he received this message, when he received the burden to preach this,
他跟父神说，神啊。我们所传的谁会信呢?
He cried out to the Lord, Lord, who will believe our message?
但是第二句话，他看见了里面的意义。
But in the second statement, he saw the meaning.
啊，他说，耶和华的膀臂能够向谁显明彰显出来呢?
He said, to whom has the arm of the Lord has been revealed?
这个膀臂，我们在旧约圣经里面可以很清楚的看见。
In the Old Testament, the arm of the Lord we can clearly see.
神曾经借着这个大能的膀臂，将他的儿女从为奴的埃及地带出来。
We see that the Lord through his mighty arm has brought his children who are slaves out of the land of Egypt.
并且带他们行走干地，经过红海，到了旷野。
And he led them through the parched land, across the Red Sea, into the wilderness.
经过旷野的四十年，带他们进入迦南的美地。
And for 40 years in the wilderness, he brought them into the land of Canaan.
这是神大能的拯救。
And that is God's great salvation.
我们要认识神的能力，离开了十字架，我们就一无所知。
Away from the cross, we cannot know anything about the mighty power of God.
我们若是要认识神的智慧，离开了十字架，我们得着的不过是人的智慧。
If we want to know the wisdom of God, away from the cross, all we will receive is the wisdom of man.
我们需要圣灵来开启我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to open us.
我们知道先知以赛亚得着这个信息的时候。
We know that Prophet Isaiah, when he received this message,
他曾经在他的灵里面详细的是寻求去考察基督的灵。
That in his spirit, he truly had questions and he inquired about the spirit of Jesus.
啊，他问了，基督受苦难得荣耀是指的什么时候，并且是什么样的时候。
He questioned the suffering of Jesus, when will it happen and what would it be like?
因为在旧约时代呢，只有用祭坛来预表着那个十字架。
Because in the Old Testament, the only thing that symbolized the cross is the altar.
对我们新约时代来讲，很清楚的知道，那个时候就是指着神的儿子为我们被挂在十字架上。
In the New Testament, we're very clear that that time points to the moment when the Son of God was crucified on a cross for us.
并且他怎样受苦，怎那是怎样的一个时刻。
And that moment, how he suffered.
我们知道过了七百多年。
We know that 700 some years later,
当神的儿子来到肉身中间，
when the Son of God came in flesh,
他的一生照着先知以赛亚53章每一个字应验了。
His entire life is according to Isaiah chapter 53. Every single word was fulfilled.
但是当他的一生展现在那个时代，以色列人和罗马人的面前的时候，
when his life was shown before the Israelites and the Romans,
我们看见那个时代的犹太人弃绝了神的儿子。
And we see that the Jewish people at that time, they forsaken the Son of God.
不仅当时的犹太人弃绝，
Not only did the Jewish people of that time forsaken,
到了今天的以色列人，他们仍然不承认耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Even today, the Jewish people do not admit that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
不仅如此，
Not only that,
就是到了使徒们起来侍奉的时候，
Even when the apostles stood up to serve,
大约在主后五十多年，
50 some years after the,
使徒保罗他写哥林多前书和后书，
When Apostle Paul was writing the first and second Corinthians,
他心里面仍然有这一个叹息。
In his heart, he still had this groaning.
他说犹太人要神迹，要看能力。
He said the Jewish people, they want to see signs, they want to see the power.
他说希腊人要智慧，他们要哲学。
He said the Greek people, they want wisdom, they want philosophy.
他们要能够解决问题的方法。
They want solutions to problems.
但是他们却摸不到神的大能。
But they cannot touch upon the great power of God.
当时哥林多的教会里面充满了各样的问题。
At that time, the churches in Corinthians were filled with problems.
他们用各样的方法，各样的智慧，各样的能力，
they,
没有办法解决问题。
They used all kinds of methods, all kinds of wisdoms. It cannot solve the problem.
所以使徒保罗告诉他们说，基督并他钉十字架这个话语，在我们得救的人来说，总是神的大能，总是神的智慧。
Therefore, Apostle Paul said, God's, the crucifixion of God, it is the wisdom and power of God.
但是要我们能够经历，要我们承认，要我们得着这个能力和智慧。
But in order for us to experience, to receive and to have this,
我们需要来到主的跟前。
We need to come before the Lord.
因为呢，基督并他钉十字架，从外观，从外貌上面来看，是人所讨厌的。
Because the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the outside, it is something that men do not like.
从人的眼，从人的耳，从人的心来看，我们就着人的常情，我们觉得受苦是我们要躲避的。
By logic, if we think about it, if we look at it with our ears and our eyes, then it is something, suffering is something that we want to avoid.
基督并他钉十字架呢，对人来讲是难以令人接受和相信的。
The crucifixion of Christ is something that men do not believe and cannot accept.
因为就着外貌来看呢，他是软弱的。
Because on the outside, he is weak.
就着外貌来看呢，这个方法是愚笨的。
Because on the outside, this way seems dumb.
我们需要圣灵开我们的眼睛。
We need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
换句话说，我们需要得着神的眼光。
In another word, we need to have the perspective of God.
今天神的儿女们实在需要有神的眼光。
Today, the children of God truly need to have the perspective of God.
我们有神的眼光来看事情，我们就摸到了神的能力。
If we view things with the perspective of God, then we can touch upon God's power.
但是如果没有圣灵帮助我们，
But without the help of the Holy Spirit,
我们可能信了一辈子主哈。
Then perhaps all throughout our life, we would believe in the Lord.
我们也常常唱十字架。
And we can sing about the cross.
我们也常常讲十字架。
And we can speak about the cross.
但是我们却不一定真的看见，并且接受十字架的真相和意义。
But we may not have seen or truly receive the reality of the cross.
所以今天下午呢，我自己个人感觉我的无能。
This afternoon, I am feeling my own weaknesses.
感觉我的贫穷。
I'm feeling my own poverty.
我只有求主借着他的灵,
I can only ask the Lord through His Spirit.
就是永远的灵,
and it is the eternal Spirit.
就是圣灵,
it is the Holy Spirit.
能够超越时间,
the one that can surpass time.
带我们回到加略山殿,
to bring us back to Mount Calvary.
让基督钉十字架再活化在我们的心里,
so that the scene of the crucifixion can come alive in our hearts.
让我们看见主耶稣, 他是怎样的一位主,
so that we can see Jesus Christ, what kind of Lord He is.
让我们看见主耶稣的十字架是怎样的, 他的意义是什么,
so that we can see the meaning of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们刚才读以赛亚书53章,
we just read Isaiah chapter 53.
我们看见在主降生在地上之前700多年,
we see that 700 some years before the birth of our Lord,
神的灵开启以赛亚的心眼,
we see that the Spirit of God opened the eyes of Isaiah.
他看见了他,
he saw.
好, 我不晓得弟兄姊妹刚才读的时候有没有算一共中文里面有几次他,
he saw he, I don't know if you counted as we read how many times he said he.
至少27次28次,
at least 27-28 times.
神要我们看见的 不仅仅是看见那个刑罚的工具十字架,
the Lord wants us to see not only the way of the punishment, the cross.
神要我们看见他,
God wants us to see Him.
他的儿子,
His Son.
啊, 被称作拿撒勒人的耶稣,
the one who is called the Nazareth Jesus.
啊, 我们看见从第二节开始呢, 以赛亚就描述基督在地上的生活,
we see starting from verse 2, Isaiah begins to describe his life in this world.
主耶稣在地上的一生就是十字架的生活,
the life of Jesus Christ in this world was the life of cross.
啊, 这个生活呢, 引他到了他人生的最高峰, 就是哥哥他山上,
and this the cross led him to the pinnacle of his life, which is on Golgotha.
啊, 这个生活呢, 引他到加略山,
and this life led him to Calvary.
在这里, 啊, 他也是两个的情景,
and here we also have two situations.
今天我们刚刚讲到呢, 对十字架有两种的看法,
today we said that we have two ways to look at the cross.
啊, 一种是人肉身的看法呢, 十字架是难以叫人接受的,
one way to look at it is through our flesh, in which case the cross is difficult to accept.
难以叫人忍受的,
it is something that is difficult to bear.
啊, 另外一种看法就是神的眼光看, 通过十字架, 我们认识了神的膀臂,
but through the perspective of God, we can see that through the cross, we can know the arms of God.
啊, 我们能够经历他的大能,
we can experience His mighty power.
啊, 得着他的拯救,
to receive His salvation.
那么我们看见主耶稣在肉身中的生活,
we see that the living of our Lord Jesus Christ in His flesh,
也是两面的,
it also has two sides.
啊, 以赛亚说, 他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽,
Isaiah said that he grew up before Lord Jehovah like a tender shoot.
啊, 这是他里面的生活,
that is his inner living.
啊, 他的生命的根源,
that is the source of his life.
啊, 他的生活的力量的泉源,
that is the source of for the strength of his life.
我们的主, 他一生每一分每一秒钟, 他都活在他的父神的跟前,
our Lord, every minute, every second of his life, he was living before the Heavenly Father.
啊,
he said he grew up like a tender shoot.
我想我们可能有人家里种过菜,
I think some of us, we have grown vegetables at home. Or you may have a plant at home.
啊, 有的时候它发出嫩芽, 那真是美丽,
sometimes when the plant grows, it is truly beautiful.
我不是一个很会种的人,
I am not a very good planter.
但是有时候我家一盆啊, 那个抽了一个新芽, 我就站在那里看半天,
and, but sometimes when there is a new shoot, a new leaf that will come out of the plant, I will look at it for a long time.
你看见一个新的生命,
because you see a new life.
一种美丽的光景,
it is a beautiful scene.
一种清新的感觉,
a refreshing feeling.
何等的滋润,
how moisturized.
何等的美好,
how beautiful.
这就是我们的主耶稣, 他来到地上, 他向着神的那种光景,
and that is the condition of our Lord Jesus Christ towards God when he was in this world.
每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女们,
every children who is saved by God's salvation,
神在他儿子里面对我们都有一个祝福, 就是让我们能够活在他的面前, 如同嫩芽一样。
God through His Son has a blessing for each one of us, and that is to be able to live before Him like a tender shoot.
我们得救了，是我们开始认识主的同在开始。
After we're saved, it is the beginning of us knowing His presence with us.
弟兄姊妹，你能回想吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you remember?
你什么时候活在神的面前？
When did you live before God?
我认识一个年轻的弟兄。
I know a young brother.
他福音聚会举手得救的那一天。
The day when he raised his hand at the gospel camp.
他告诉我们说，这是他第二次感觉到神的同在。
When he was saved, he said it was the second time he felt God's presence.
他说在高中的时候，他还没有听见福音，有一次发生一件事情，他感觉有真神。
And he said one time when he was in high school, even before he received God, something happened to him and he felt the presence of God.
好，那是一个非常清楚的经历，但是过一下他就忘记了。
He said it was a very clear experience, but shortly after he forgot.
等到他得救的时候，他说这个经历在他身上变成稳定了。
He said, but he said, after he was saved, that experience became steady on him.
我现在能够通过神的儿子活在神的面前了。
Now through the Son of God, I can live before God.
我们的主耶稣基督在肉身中33年多一点。
Our Lord Jesus Christ lived in flesh for a little bit more than 33 years.
从他出生到他上十字架。
From his birth to crucifixion.
到他复活升天。
To his resurrection.
他在神的面前生长如同嫩芽。
He grew up before God like a tender shoot.
每一件事他都从神那里得着供应。
In everything, he received his provision from God.
每一件事他都从神那里得着引导。
In everything, he received his guidance from God.
所以他在肉身中曾经说一些话，叫当时的犹太人不明白的。
Therefore, he said some things when he was in his flesh the Jewish people did not understand.
犹太人觉得呢，你会行神迹，你就行个神迹给我们看吧。
The Jewish people felt if you can perform a miracle, then do one for us.
主耶稣怎么回答呢？
What did Jesus say?
他说你们的时间总是方便的。
Lord Jesus said your time is easy.
我却不是这样。
But I am not like that.
我要说话呢，是我听见父在我里面怎么说。
I speak when I hear the Father inside of me.
我外面才说。
And then I speak.
我做事呢，是父在我里面怎么做，我才怎么做。
I act according to the Father who is in me.
你想想看，这种生命的光景在神的面前，多叫父的心喜悦。
How pleased the Father must be in this condition.
多美好啊！
How beautiful it is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, that is our Jesus Christ.
但是另外一面呢，以赛亚又看见，他说他像根出于干地。
But on the other hand, Isaiah saw that he was like a root out of parched ground.
我们姊妹用的这个字啊，那个干地啊，不仅仅是没有水分，而且都裂掉了 ，parched， 烧焦了。
This dry land not only does it not have any water, it's split, it is parched.
这指着我们主耶稣在肉身中，他外面的环境说的。
And this is speaking to the outside condition of our Lord Jesus.
不论就着物质或者就着属灵的环境。
Whether it is the material world or his spiritual condition.
主耶稣的一生呢，都处在一个极其恶劣、极其艰苦的情况的里面。
He was living in extreme harsh conditions.
我们知道，只要地稍微滋润一点呢，一棵树啊，你看见都是树干并它以上的事物。
And if we know that if there is a little bit of water in the ground, then we can see this big tree growing.
当那个环境极其恶劣，土地干了并且裂开的时候，你才看得见根的。
It is only when the land is so dry and parched can you see the root.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们主在地上的生活。
Brothers and sisters, that is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ in the world.
这给我们看见基督徒经历的两面。
So it shows us the two sides of Christian experience.
比如说，我们真是活在主的爱中。
Many times we truly live in the love of God.
活在他圣灵的膏油的里面。
To live in the anointment of His Holy Spirit.
我们里面像嫩芽一样。
We are like the tender shoots.
那么的清新。
So fresh.
那么的滋润。
So nurtured.
那么的美丽。
So beautiful.
但是到外面环境呢？
But on the outside.
是那样的痛苦。
It is so suffering.
所以世人不能明白神的儿子。
So the men of this world cannot understand the Son of God.
今天真正我们活在主的爱中的人，很多时候世上人也不明白我们。
And many times, those of us who truly live in the love of God, the men of this world also cannot understand
that.
And then it says that when we see him,
他说他没有家型，也没有美容。
It says that he has no stately form or majesty.
这个英文呢，讲到form，讲到外面的形貌。
The English translates it to form, the outside appearance.
这换句话说呢，我们的主耶稣一点也不英俊。
In another word, our Lord Jesus Christ was not handsome at all.
我有一次参加一个弟兄他的孩子的婚宴。
One time I went to a wedding of a brother.
每个有成长儿子的爸爸都来介绍我的儿子是帅哥。
And I went to the brother's his son's wedding, and the brother would introduce his son as the handsome man.
但是主耶稣在肉身中呢，人看他看一眼就够了，不好看。
But when Jesus Christ was in flesh, men can just look at him with one glance and stop because he was not handsome. The Heavenly Father did not give him an attractive appearance. We know that today there are many pictures which is out of the imagination of the artists. It is all coming out of our own mind to see what our Lord would be like. But when the prophet saw him, he had no form. He had no stately form. In another word, he was very ugly. He had no majesty.
有尊贵的尊严的气息。
He had no charisma, no majesty.
或者没有那种的贵族的气派。
He didn't have the charisma of a nobleman.
今天我们要打扮我们的儿女。
Today, if we want to dress up our children.
或者我们盼望自己出去给人印象，我们都要弄得稍微光鲜一点，对不对？气派一点。
When we want to leave an impression on others, we would dress ourselves well.
但是神的儿子走在肉身中的时候，一点都没有。
But when the Son of God was walking among men, he had none of these.
所以以赛亚说，当我们看见他的时候呢，他也没有什么美貌使我可以羡慕他。
And therefore, Isaiah said, when we saw him, he had no stately form that we should desire upon.
没有人会羡慕我们的主耶稣。
No one would envy our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天人很多人呢都喜欢别人羡慕。
Today, many people like others to envy them.
但是神把他儿子打发到地上来说，他没有让他的儿子被别人羡慕。
But when God sent His Son to this world, He did not give Him a form for others to envy upon.
也是我们的主自己拣选走这样的路。
And our Lord Himself chose to walk this path.
他的人生，他的一生。
His life was the life of the cross.
那么第三节呢，先知以赛亚在说他被藐视，被人厌弃。
In verse 3, Prophet Isaiah says he was despised and forsaken of men.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。He
was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
我每次读到英文，我心里就很受感动。
Every time I read the English version, my heart is very touched.
英文叫做他是 man of sorrows。
And the English version says he is a man of sorrows.
好，我们知道今天有的人啊是 man of knowledge.
Today we know that there are men who are men of knowledge.
啊，因为他蛮有智慧，蛮有知识。
Because they're full of knowledge and wisdom.
啊，有的人呢出来的时候 man of 这个 wealth.
Other times you see men coming out who are men of wealth.
啊，所以呢身上带很多金链呐。
They would wear gold chains and rings.
他一举手一投足都让你感觉他很有钱。
Every movement he makes you feel that he is a very wealthy man.
但是我们的主耶稣走在街上的时候，人一看呢，那个倒霉的人又来了。When
our Lord Jesus was walking in this world, other people would see him and say, "Oh, that unfortunate man is here again."
他叫做 Man of Sorrows.
He is the man of sorrows.
我早期服侍的时候,
in the early days of my service,
我30多岁,
when I was 30 some years old,
在聚会中遇见一个弟兄,
I encountered a brother in our gathering.
那么我跟他打招呼, 我说, 弟兄, 你, 你多大年纪了？
And I greeted him and I said, Brother, how old are you?
我以为他是已经工作二十年才回来读书的。
I thought he must have been working for 20 some years and came back to study.
他说我才二十三岁。
Said I'm only 23.
哇，这个一头啊，这个白发哈，而且呢，这个脸上都是皱纹。
He had a head of white hair and he had wrinkles all over his face.
哎，我那时候忽然感觉这个人叫做 Man of Sorrows.
And then all of a sudden, I felt that he was the Man of Sorrows.
他因为从小生长在文革的时代。
Because he grew up during the time of Cultural Revolution.
担惊受怕。
He was always fearful.
啊，今天晚上不知道爸爸会不会回家。
He didn't know whether or not his father was coming home tonight.
外面一敲锣，他们就怕得要命。
When people started banging the drums outside, they would be fearful.
哎呀，我听他讲了他长大的过程呢，我心里面觉得我要跟他敬个礼。
As I listened to his experience of him growing up, I felt like I need to respect him.
我说你真是个不幸的人呐。
I said you are truly an unfortunate man.
所以有的时候我们被别人说你看起来都不老啊，我觉得这表示我没受什么苦。
Many times people would tell me that I don't look old. I think that's because I have not suffered.
或者另外一面呢，我们真是活在主面前，所以呢，就这个里面得滋润的，苦也不苦了。
Or it can be that we truly live before the Lord and we are so nurtured inside that we do not feel bitterness.
若是没有基督的十字架，苦就是苦，不可能快乐的。
Without the cross of Christ, then suffering is suffering. There will be no joy.
但是神的儿子为我们受痛苦。
But the Son of God was suffering for us.
为我们经历忧患。
He was experiencing sorrows for us.
所以第四节他说他诚然担当我们的忧患。
So in verse 4 it says, Surely our griefs he himself bore.
他诚然背负我们的痛苦。
He surely had carried our sorrows.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历主背负你的忧患？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced the Lord carrying your sorrows?
你有没有经历主背负你的痛苦？
Have you experienced the Lord bearing your grief?
我们的痛苦大概最大就是考 final 还没准备好。
Our greatest grief, a sorrow may be that we're not prepared for our final.
或者公司说可能下个月要裁员。
Or maybe our company say that next month that there's going to be a layoff.
我们就很紧张。
Then we're very nervous.
这些主都背负我们。
Then all of these things the Lord carries for us.
好，我认识一位老姊妹。
I know an elderly sister.
她在二次大战的时候结婚。
She was married during World War II.
她生了四个孩子。
She had four children.
孩子像楼梯一样，都还很小，还最高的还不到她腰的时候，她丈夫是医生，被日本人征兵。去当军医。
When the children were still very little, not even as tall as his her waist, her husband, who was a doctor, was drafted by the Japanese.
到南洋去就没有回来。
And he went to Southeast Asia and never came back.
那个时候在台湾呢，被日本人统治，女性是一点地位都没有的。
At that time, Taiwan was ruled by the Japanese people, and women had no status at all.
所以她的人生充满了忧患。
Therefore, her life was filled with grief.
充满了痛苦。
It was filled with sorrow.
她找不到真神。
She cannot find the true God.
她那个时候在台湾，大家就去念佛，去烧香。
And at that time, she went to temples to believe in Buddha.
她用这些越念越愁苦。
And she used those methods, but the more she used them, the more sorrowful she became.
后来在她住的家乡有人传福音。
And then near where she lived, there were people who were preaching the gospel.
她听了，她就到主跟前来。
She listened and she came before the Lord.
我认识她的时候，她是一个真是不老的，好像常青树一样的老人家。
When I met her, she was like an evergreen tree, like an old person who was not old at all.
而且她的儿女都比我年纪大。
And her children, they were all older than me.
在社会上都很有成就，都爱主。
They were all very accomplished people who very much loved the Lord.
她告诉我，伯弟兄，主耶稣背负了我的忧患。
She told me, Brother Bo, Lord Jesus carried my sorrows.
他担当了我的忧患，背负了我的痛苦。
He bore my grief and carried my sorrows.
并且他给我力量。
And he gave me strength.
他做我的喜乐。
He was my joy.
不然我人生怎么走得过这么？几十年的日子。
She said, unless that was the case, how can I walk through several decades of my life?
我们主从幼年开始，一直到他出来公开侍奉。
Our Lord Jesus, ever since his youth to the days of his open public service.
有人告诉我们说，他在很年幼的时候，他的养父和他的母亲，连他一共有七个孩子。
Someone told us that Lord Jesus, when he was young, with his mother and Joseph, his father, they had seven children.
就在这样情形呢，约瑟就离开了世界。
Under such condition, Joseph left the world.
整个人生的责任，养家的责任，就落在这个长子耶稣的身上。
And the entire responsibility of taking care of the household fell upon the elder son.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
And that is our Lord Jesus.
他是一位多受痛苦，曾经忧患的人。
He is a man who often bore griefs and carried sorrows.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到他公开侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, until his days of public service,
虽然人从他得着供应,
even though men received provisions from him,
人从他得着帮助, 得着平安,
even though men received help and peace from him,
得着医治, 得着释放,
received healing and freedom,
但是当时的犹太人的祭司长他们嫉妒他,
but at that time, the high priests of the Jewish people, they were envious of him.
他们鼓动群众,
They encouraged the people
来反对他的时候,
to go against him.
我们看见我们的主, 他被藐视,
we see that our Lord Jesus was despised.
被人厌弃,
he was forsaken.
若是我们读主耶稣被卖的那一夜发生的事情,
if we read the night when our Lord Jesus was betrayed,
哎呀, 那真是最长的一夜,
that was the longest night.
好, 昨天我坐飞机了, 有人讲这个是, a long day.
Yesterday,
起飞就迟了，降落又不能下来，就空中转。
Yesterday when I was flying over, people said it was a long day because we delayed at takeoff and then we couldn't land and we had to circle in the sky.
一下飞机，弟兄就说你辛苦了。我说一点都不辛苦，我坐在飞机上什么事也没做，还睡了一觉。<笑> And
our brother said, you must be tired. And I said, no, I didn't do anything. I just sat on the plane.
如果我们看见我们主被卖的那一夜。
If we see the night our Lord Jesus was betrayed, how gentle was his heart? He was filled with love. But no one around him can understand. Judah would use the kissing as a sign to betray him.
主耶稣跟他说，朋友，你要做的你就做吧，放心的做，我不会怪你。
And Lord Jesus said to him, friend, do what you have come to do.
他被捉拿了,
I will not blame you. He was captured.
彼得呢,很爱主,
we know Peter very much loves the Lord.
也很勇敢,
and he was very courageous.
一看人要来捉拿他的主啊, 他就拔刀就砍。
And as soon as he saw men came to arrest Jesus, he drawn his sword.
一砍呢,这个, 大祭司的仆人的马勒古的耳朵就掉了。
And he cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest.
主告诉他说，你收刀入鞘吧。
And the Lord said to him, take away your sword.
主还把这个耳朵拿起来给他医好了。
And Lord Jesus picked up the ear and healed him.
他被拉到大祭司的家里。
He was dragged to the house of the high priest.
在犹太人宗教的权柄底下, 他受了三个审判。
Under the authority of the Jewish people, he was judged, he was three times judged.
他先被带到大祭司的,当年做大祭司雅该亚的岳父雅纳的家里。
He was first taken to the father-in-law of the high priest's house.
那么这个雅纳,他审完他了以后呢,就把他捆起来。
And after the judgment, he arrested him.
所以这些仆人们呢，他们有人用拳头打他，有人吐唾沫在他脸上，也有人打他的耳光。
And then those servants, there were people who stricken him, and there were people who spit on him.
他被那低贱的人这侮辱，这是一种藐视。
He was humiliated by the lowly people. It was a humiliation.
这些做仆人的都打他，你看看。 他何等的被厌弃，被藐视。
Those servants were hitting him.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。
He was smitten. People did not want to look at him.
最后谁不看他呢？
But at the end, who did not look at him?
我们知道彼得,
we know it was Peter.
彼得爱主,
Peter loved the Lord.
他甚至愿意为主死,
he was willing to die for the Lord. So he followed to the courtyard of the high priest. And then a maid said to him, you are together with the Jesus.
彼得就发咒其实说,
and Peter denied and said, I do not know him.
这个掩面不看什么, 就是跟他疏远, 跟他讲简单一点, 就是划清界限。
And to be put easily, Peter drawn a line to say that to be separated from him.
所以先知以赛亚说呢, 我们看见了, 我们也不尊重他。
Therefore, Prophet Isaiah says, we saw him, but we did not esteem him.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, we must ask the Lord to open our eyes.
主为什么受这些呢?
Why did Lord Jesus suffer these?
他担当我们的忧患。
He bore our griefs.
他背负我们的痛苦。
He carried our sorrows.
他为我们的过犯受害。
It was for our afflictions that he was pierced.
他为我们的罪孽压伤。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
我们记得呢, 主耶稣在公开侍奉的时候,
we know that when Lord Jesus was serving in the public,
他医治了凡是到他面前来的病人。
He healed all those sick people who came before him.
凡是有痛苦的人到他面前呢，都得着平安回去。
All those people who were suffering who came before him went away in peace.
所以使徒们记载的时候就说，这就应验了先知以赛亚的话说呢，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
The disciples said it fulfilled the prophecy to say that he did not break
the
bruised branch.
他也这江残的灯火, 他也不吹熄。
And he did not take out the leftover of the light.
啊, 亲爱弟兄姊妹, 但是我们的主自己呢, 他被压伤了。
But brothers and sisters, our Lord himself, he was wounded.
啊, 他被剪除了。
He was cut off.
在外面来看啊, 是他背负我们的忧患。
On the outside, it seemed like he was carrying our grief.
他担当我们的痛苦。
He carried our sorrows.
他为我们的过犯受害。
And he was pierced for our transgressions. And he was crushed for our
iniquities.
He was willing to stand in our place to receive the punishment. And therefore we received peace.
他被鞭伤是为了要医治我们,
by his scourging, we are healed.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们, 他的死是有目的的死。
Brothers and sisters, his death had a purpose.
他的痛苦是有意义的痛苦。
His suffering was a purposeful suffering.
今天呢, 很多人在地上说, 做人真痛苦。
Many people in this world say today, it is truly suffering to live.
啊, 我们呢, 这个痛苦不一定有意义。
But our suffering may not have meaning.
但是我们遇见了基督, 啊,
but we met Christ.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 人生中的忧患, 有人为我们背负担当。
Brothers and sisters, the griefs of this life, there's someone to bear for us.
啊, 我们的痛苦有人为我们背负。
Our sorrow, there's someone to carry.
啊, 我们的过犯呢, 他肯为我们承担。
And our transgressions, he was willing to bear.
啊, 我认识两位从中国国内出来的, 啊, 姊妹。
I know two sisters from mainland China.
啊, 他们呢, 在中学时代, 他们是同学。
They were classmates in high school.
啊, 他们经历了许多人生中间的波折。
They went through many ups and downs in life.
其中有一个啊, 他的家在国内啊, 是多受患难的, 因为他们的成分不好。
One family, her family had suffered much in China, because they had not a very good background.
另外一个啊, 他在国内呢, 生活还过得去。
And then the other one had a decent life.
但当他们到北美来以后，就掉了一个头。
But when they came to North America, it was switched.
那个原来受苦的呢，嫁入了一个很好的家庭。
The one who used to suffer in China married into a very good family.
啊，对，所以在经济各方面都很好。
So financially and in on all other aspects,
she was very well off. 另外那个姊妹呢？ 她单独的到了北美来。
The other sister, she came to North America alone.
啊, 这个中国人讲叫做移民监。
The Chinese people would say that she came here to sit in the jail of immigration.
她等她的身份呢, 等了11年。
She was waiting for her status to come through for 11 years.
跟她在国内的丈夫分开，他们很恩爱的一个家庭。
They were a very loving family, but she was separated from her husband.
但是这个时候我同时认识他们。
I knew them at the same time.
那个家境现在在北美很好的，她对这个受苦的这个姊妹呢，非常的好。
I saw that the sister who was financially very well off, she was very, very nice to the sister who was
poor.
She was very respectful.
有一次我去看她，我就问她，你为什么会这样？
When I went to visit her one time, I asked her why.
她说她是我的大恩人啊。
She said, you know, she was...
She has done me a great favor.
She had done me great favors.
问她什么事情？
So I said, what had she done?
她说当国内政治运动来的时候，
She said, when we were going through political revolution,
我不仅要自己批判自己，
Not only did I have to criticize myself,
并且呢，我所有的同学朋友一天之间好像都不认识我。
And all of my friends and classmates, it was like overnight, none of them knew me.
没有一个人跟我讲话。
No one spoke to me.
没有一个人正眼看我一眼。
No one would look at me straight.
只有她。
Only her.
她不怕别人指责她。
She was not afraid of others pointing fingers at her.
她说我认识这个人，她没有做什么错事，所以她还是跟他做好朋友。
She said, I know this person and she did not do anything wrong, so she continued to be my friend.
所以虽然时间过去了。
She said, so even though time passed,
环境也改变了,
and situations have changed,
但是她那个时候带给我里面的安慰和力量，那个恩典，我不能忘记。
She said, the peace and the grace that she had shown me at that time, I will not forget.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样来经历我们的主。
We need to, brothers and sisters, we need to experience our Lord this way.
我们这样的经历可能还根本比不上
Perhaps our experience cannot even be compared to the service our Lord had rendered to us.
将来我们要面对神的荣耀的时候,
In the future, when we face the glory of God,
我们能够在他面前站立,
we have to thank our Lord if we can stand before Him.
因为他代替了我。
Because he took our place.
本来该落在我身上的刑罚都落在他身上。
The punishment that should have fallen on us was fallen on him.
羞辱是我的，结果他为我受了羞辱。
Humiliation should have been ours, but he took it for us.
患难是我的，结果他为我担了患难。
The grief should have been mine, but he bore it for me.
这是外面的事实。
And that is the reality on the outside.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要好好的来到十字架底下，经历我们的主怎样爱我们。Brothers
and sisters, we should truly come beneath the cross to experience how much our Lord loves us.
有的人在得救那一天，他就经历了。Some
people experience on the day of their salvation.
有人信主一段日子以后。Some
people it is a while after their salvation.
当圣灵带他来到主耶稣的十字架底下。
When the Holy Spirit brings him underneath the cross of Christ,
主的爱是那样的温暖，把整个人焚烧起来。
The love of God is so warm that it puts us into flame.
我们知道这是在早期，17、18世纪、19世纪，许许多多弟兄姊妹的经历。
We know that in the 17th, 18th, and 19th century, this is the experience of many brothers and sisters.
我们读读西方弟兄姊妹他们的记载啊。
When we read the biography or the records of the Western brothers and sisters,
从马丁路德开始,
from Martin Luther
到清教徒,
to the Puritans,
一直到我们看见近代的神的儿女们。
Until we see the children of God in recent ages,
许多人他们人生的转捩点, 就是他们被带到基督的十字架底下。
Many people, the turning point in their life is when they were brought to the cross of Christ.
他以往活在恐惧战惊中间。
In the past, they lived in fearfulness.
以往活在呢，天天为自己辩护。 在那里指责别人的光景里面。
Before they lived in a condition where they always defend themselves and criticize others.
一来到主的十字架底下。
When they come underneath the cross of the Lord.
所有这些都出去了。
All of this fallen away.
他的心感觉到温暖。
His heart felt warm.
我们知道约翰卫斯理兄弟就是这样得救的。
We know that John Wesley, our brother, that was how he was saved.
他在他得救的那个 回忆的上面讲，他读到马丁路德写罗马书注释的那个序言。
He said that in his memoir, he said when he was reading the prelude of Martin Luther's
preface
of Martin Luther's writing on Book of Romans.
他讲到哈，这个因我们的主耶稣为我们的过犯被交付了。
He said our Lord Jesus was delivered because of our iniquities.
为我们称义，他复活了。
It is to justify us that he was resurrected.
忽然之间他说他感觉心里面有一股爱的暖流涌进来。
All of a sudden he felt this warm flow of love inside of him.
他再也不自责了。
He no longer accused himself.
再也不讲理由了。
He no longer rationalized.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主为我们受死。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus died for us.
他为什么为我们受死？
Why did he die for us?
以赛亚说，我们都如羊走迷。
The book of Isaiah says that we are like sheep who have gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
Each has turned to his own way.
好，我们每个人眼中都认为这件事应该这样做。
In our own eyes, we feel like we need to do this way.
不仅我们人生这样。
Not only our life is like this.
我不晓得在座年轻人有没有这样。
I don't know if the young people who are sitting here, have you felt this?
我年轻的时候呢，老师说你要听爸爸妈妈，听老师的话。
When I was young, the teacher would say, you have to listen to your parents and your teacher.
等到我做父亲的时候，我儿子的老师跟我讲说，你要听你儿子的话，不要给他出主意。
And when I became a father, the teacher of my son told me that you have to listen to your son and don't give him ideas.
你要让他做他自己。
You have to let him be himself.
我年轻的时候，我母亲希望我做医生。
When I was young, my mother wanted me to be a doctor.
我父亲呢，希望我做学经济学。
And my father wanted me to study economics.
我说我都不要。
And I said I don't want neither.
我就选择我自己的路。
And I chose my own path.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是这样过我们的一生？
Brothers and sisters, is this how we live our entire life?
我们信了主以后，我们先选好了跟主说，主啊，请你成全我。
After we believed in the Lord, we first choose for ourselves, and then we say to the Lord, please fulfill our wishes.
所以我们主啊，因为爱的缘故就盖章了，说好吧。
So our Lord Jesus, because of love, he stamped it and said, okay.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是主为我们舍命的原因。
Brothers and sisters, this is why the Lord lost his life for us.
人为什么要独立呢？
Why do men want independence?
因为人要离开神。
Because men want to turn away from God.
人要自己做自己的主。
Because men want to be our own Lord.
人要自己做自己的神。
Men want to be their own God.
所以有弟兄姊妹讲到，离开神独立，这就是罪。
Therefore, there are some brothers and sisters who say, to be away from God, to be independent, that is sin.
这个罪啊，是本质性的。
And this sin is the essence of sin.
对，是一种 essential sin. 是罪的本质， the sin of, the essence of sin.
It is the essence of the sin.
这种独立，它的根源是什么呢？
This independence, what is its source?
它的根源是骄傲。
Its source is arrogance.
我们知道那个最美丽的天使长 Lucifer 所以成为撒旦，就是因为这个罪。
We know that the most beautiful chief of angels, Lucifer, why did he became Satan because of this sin?
他看自己他就骄傲了。
He looked at himself and he became proud.
他就开始要推行他自己的意愿。
He wanted to spread his own wishes.
我们读以赛亚书14章讲到那一段的时候。
When we read Isaiah chapter 14, when it describes
this. 我们看见那一段呢，这个 Lucifer 说，我要，我要，我要，我要，我要。
We see in that paragraph that Lucifer 5 times said, I want, I want, I want.
这一个离开神独立在人身上的结果是什么呢？
To turn away from God and to be independent, what is the result?
我们就如羊走迷了。
We are like sheep who have gone astray.
到最后就产生过犯与罪孽。
And then it results in transgressions and iniquities.
在过犯罪孽的里面，人就常经忧患，饱受痛苦。
And in our transgressions and iniquities, men would often suffer grief and sorrow.
没想到神呢，把他的儿子带到十字架。带到哥哥他。
But God brought his son to Golgotha.
耶和华呢，使我们众人的罪孽 都归在他的身上。
Jehovah has caused all the iniquities of us to fall upon him.
我们可以这样讲，每一个生在地上的人。
We can say that everyone who is born in
this world. 古今中外的全人类。
That the entire mankind throughout history.
包含了你和我。
Including you and me.
我们一切的罪恶和过犯。
All of our iniquities and transgressions.
都归在他的身上。
We're all put onto him.
我们在家如果有几个孩子哈。
If we have several children at our house.
如果他们把家弄乱，做了错事。
If they've done something wrong, they've messed up the house.
爸爸妈妈一来，他们都改名字，每一个人的名字都是 not me.
When parents come, they all change their names to not me.
每一个人问 not me.
If you ask them, they will say not me.
你问他，他也是 not me.
And if you ask the other one, he will say not me.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们这样的时候，这一切都在神儿子的身上。
Brothers and sisters, when we are like this, all of this is onto the Lord Jesus.
旧约时代，一个人要去敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, if someone wants to go worship God,
必须要献一个祭。
He must have an offering.
这个祭呢，这个牛或者羊。
This bull or this sheep, this lamb.
必须经过检查，没有斑点，没有瑕疵，没有残疾。
This the sacrifice must be examined. It must be without blemish, without spot.
这些祭司们吹毛求疵完了，说可以了。
And then these priests, after they carefully examine, then they say it's okay.
那个献祭的人就要把手按在那个祭司的头上。
And then the one who is offering has to put his hand on the head of the sacrifice.
把他整个生命跟他联合。
To be connected with him in life.
包含我这生命中间所结的一切的果子都联合。
Including all of the fruits that I've borne in my life to be united.
这就是主耶稣在十字架上神做的事情。
And that is what God had done when Jesus Christ was on the cross.
然后当他成全了救赎，他要我们在相信中我们该做的事情。
And then after he had fulfilled the salvation, then he wants us to do what we are supposed to do.
主耶稣的牺牲呢？是赎罪的牺牲。
The sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ is the sacrifice of atonement.
他这个牺牲呢是完全的。
And that sacrifice was complete.
是总括一切的。
It is inclusive of all things.
所以今天我们每一个人呢，无论我们在人生中有什么样的过失。
Therefore, no matter what kind of mistakes we make in our life.
若是我们肯到主的跟前。
If we're willing to go before the Lord,
神都把他归在他儿子的身上。
Then the Lord will cause all of these iniquities onto his son.
接下来我们看见我们的主怎样死。
And then we will see how our Lord died.
他的每一步路都照着神的定义。
Every single one of his steps is according to God's will.
所以他存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore, he was willing to obey and obey to the point of death, and it was a death on the cross.
这个顺服呢，我们看见主耶稣是那样的柔顺，他默默的无声。
We see in his obedience, he was so gentle, he was silent.
他在好像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
It was like a lamb that was led to the slaughter. They were silent.
好像羊在剪羊毛的人的手下呢，他默默无声。
It was like a sheep that is silent before its shears.
他一点都不反抗。
There was no fighting back.
是那么的柔软。
He was so gentle.
主耶稣不仅里面柔软。
Lord Jesus Christ, he was not only gentle on the
inside. 甚至他的肉身都是柔软。
His flesh was also gentle.
所以在诗篇二十二篇的作者看见那件事情的时候，他说呢，他的骨节都脱开来。
So in Psalm 22, the author of the Psalm said his bones were all broken apart.
我们知道，当一个人的骨节脱开来的时候，他站都站不起来，全身是软的。
We know that when someone whose bones have been broken apart, he cannot even stand.
我们的主的顺服是这样的顺服。
And that is the kind of obedience of our Lord.
今天我们的信心呢，实在不像我们的主。
Today, our characters are truly not like our Lord.
我们的顺服是嗷嗷叫的，所以那个羊啊，好像被宰杀之地，只听见那个羊在叫。
In our obedience, we cry out. It is.
我们是好像被勉强的。
It is like a sheep who is crying before its shear.
不甘心的。
We are not willing.
不得已的。
It is we do it because we cannot help it.
但是神的儿子为我们死的时候，
But when the Son of God died for us,
他是甘心情愿的。
He was completely willing.
他是有意的。
He was purposeful.
或者叫 deliberate。
He was deliberate。
啊，他通过他自己整个的思考，他甘心情愿。
It was after he has thought it through and he was willing.
他受欺压和审判。
He was suppressed and he was by oppression and judgment.
啊，有人讲主耶稣的那个审判是人类历史里面最大的一个冤案。
People say that the judgment of Jesus Christ was the most, unfair judgment in the history.
啊，他被审判了，而且被鞭打。
And not only was he judged, but he was striped.
然后他被剪除。
And then he was cut off.
他这个受欺压，我们看见不仅大祭司的仆人欺负他。
We see that not only the servants of the high priest, was taking advantage of him.
他到了早晨了，天亮了，公会把他交给比拉多。
When in the morning, when he was handed over to Pilate.
啊，比拉多审问他呢，主耶稣一句都不回答。
When Pilate was asking him questions, he did not answer any of them.
这叫比拉多非常的吃惊呢。
And Pilate was very surprised.
他说他们告你的，你一句都不辩护吗？
And Pilate said, of those who accused you, do you have no defense for
yourself? 你难道不知道我可以有权把你释放吗？
Do you not know that I have the power to release you?
主却一句话都不说。
But our Lord did not say anything.
以至于比拉多很稀奇。
To a point that Pilate was very mystified.
一听说他是加利利人。
As soon as he heard that he was from a Galilee,
他立刻就把他送到希律那里去。
And then he sent him away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，希律看见他就说：“你行个神迹给我看，我就帮你讲两句好话，你就释放。”
And when
Herod
saw him, he said, "Why don't you perform a miracle for me, and I will say good things for you?"
主耶稣仍然一句话都不说。
And Lord Jesus still did not say a word.
那么比拉多为了要释放他，
And Pilate, because he wanted to release him,
所以就把他绑在那个审判厅的柱子上面。
He tied him to the pole in the court hall.
吩咐兵丁呢，鞭打他。
And told the soldiers to hit him.
啊，那个鞭子呢，有人告诉我们说上面有倒钩的。
People tell us that on the stripes that they were hitting him with, there were hooks.
啊，而且是皮鞭。
And it was a leather.
上面还有铅，铅块很重的。
It was a very heavy stripe.
我们想想看呢，这一鞭下去，就是一道血痕。
We can see that every stripe he took, there was a line of blood.
皮开肉绽。
And the skin and the flesh would break apart.
因为他是被控告死刑犯，所以鞭打四十下。
Because he was accused to be sentenced to death, therefore he was striped 40 times.
所以我们读马太福音呢，马太说他穿的是朱红的衣袍。
And when we read the Gospel book of Matthew, it said that he was wearing a crimson robe.
但是呢，这个马可福音和约翰福音说他穿的是紫袍。
But in the Gospel book of Mark, it says that he was wearing a purple robe.
这不是他们彼此不 consistent, 不一致。
It is not because they're not consistent with each other.
因为马太看见的是被血染过的袍子。
Because what Matthew saw was a robe that was dipped in blood.
实际上，希律的兵丁给他穿的那华丽的袍子是紫袍，因为他们戏弄他说你是犹太人的王。
Actually, the robe that the servants placed on him, it was a purple robe because they humiliated him to say that because you're the king.
每一次我们擘饼的时候。
Whenever we break the bread,
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见过这一幅情景？
Brothers and sisters, have you seen this?
为什么他受这个？
Why was he suffering?
是为我。
It was for me.
我这个不堪的罪人。
It was for sinners like me.
他甘心情愿的为我受这个苦。
That he was willing to suffer like this for me.
他被钉十字架的时候，是一个人人生时间中的全盛时期，33岁。
When he was crucified on a cross, it was the prime time of a man.
啊，是一个黄金时段。
It was the golden age.
他就被剪除了。
And he was cut off.
主在十字架上一点懊悔也没有。
Lord Jesus Christ, he did not regret this at all on the cross.
一点埋怨也没有。
He did not have any complaints.
反而当兵丁来钉他的时候。
And actually, when the soldiers came to crucify him.
当那钉子扎在他的 手上的时候
，When the nails went through his hand，
主说什么呢
？What did the Lord say？
主说父啊，赦免他们。
The Lord said， My Father， forgive them。
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For what they do， they do not know。
多少时候我们有理啊，我们很不容易赦免别人。
Many times when we have the reason, it is very difficult for us to forgive others.
我们有时候说，好，现在我放你过去，将来到审判台前再见。
Many times we say, I'll let you go for now, and I'll see you again before the judgment seat.
那表示我们里面根本没有放过别人。
It shows that inside we did not let that person go at all.
但是主在那里却说，父啊，赦免他们。
But the Lord here said, Father, forgive them.
这是何等样的爱。
What great love this is.
弟兄姊妹，每一个主日我们擘饼，主就是这样来服侍我们。
Brothers and sisters, every Sunday when we break the bread, and that is how Lord Jesus is serving us.
我们的主甘心情愿为我们受死。
Our Lord Jesus Christ willingly died for us.
他未行强暴。
He has done no
violence.
口中也没有诡诈。And he has no deceit in his mouth.
所以今天我们人有时候在地上不喜欢跟这个 tricky 的人在一起。
In this world, we do not like to deal with tricky people.
主对待我们从来没有诡诈，没有弯弯曲曲的。
The way the Lord has dealt with us, there has been no treachery.
但是他死的时候呢，是跟罪犯一同钉死，并且本来是要和罪犯一同埋的。
But when he died, he was nailed with wicked men.And he was going to be buried with them as well.
但是呢，圣经却先预言他要葬在财主的坟墓里面。
But the scripture prophesied that he will be buried with a rich man.
这些话通通应验在我们主身上。
All of these words were fulfilled on our Lord.
到了第十节哈。
When we come to verse 10,
我们看见主耶稣乃是神所预备的羔羊。
We see that Lord Jesus is the lamb that God has prepared.
所以呢。他讲耶和华就定义将他压伤
and therefore it said that the Lord was pleased to crush him
使他受痛苦
so that he was suffering
这个定义在原文的英文嘛翻译神喜悦
in the English version it says that the Lord was pleased
所以告诉我们说基督钉十字架是神的道路
it tells us that Jesus being crucified on a cross is God's way
是神的旨意
It is the will of God.
是成全他旨意的目的。
It is the purpose to fulfill His will.
它变成了一个属灵的原则。
It became a spiritual principle.
变成一个属灵的定律。
It became a spiritual law.
在主耶稣的身上，神这样定义有四件事情，四个目的。
And on Jesus Christ, God had four purposes for
this principle. 第一个，耶和华以他做赎罪祭。
First is that Jehovah took him as the guilt offering.
那么中文说啊，他必看见后裔。
And in Chinese, it says that he will see his offspring.
但是英文里面讲，耶和华神要得着那个种子，得着那个后裔。
But in English, it says that Lord Jehovah will receive that offspring, receive that seed.
That the seed, 这个是单数的字。
It is a singular word.
这就是神应许亚伯拉罕的，你的后裔那一个 seed。
And that is what God promised Abraham, your seed, that singular form.
基督成为那一粒麦子。
Lord Jesus Christ became that grain of wheat.
他落在地里死了。
And when he fell to the ground, he died.
十字架使他那一粒那个麦子那个种子的生命显出来了。
The cross was able to manifest the life of that seed.
他必看见后裔。
So that he will see the offspring.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们常常想今天在教会里面怎么样能够更多人得救。
Oftentimes we think in our church, how can more people be saved?
我们要传基督钉十字架。
We have to preach that Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要怎么样能看见人属灵生命成熟长大？
How can we see someone's spiritual life mature and grow?
我们需要接受十字架。
We have to be able to accept the cross.
必看见后裔。
He will see the offspring.
我们的主成为那一粒麦子，所以有人讲啊，十字架乃是基督的侍奉。
And our Lord Jesus Christ became that seed. Therefore, people say that cross was his deliverance. Was the way he was delivered.
It's the release of Christ.
It's the release of Christ.
他不上十字架，
神只得着他一个人。
If he was not crucified on the cross, then Lord Jesus, then God would have had one.
当他上了十字架。
But when he went on to the cross,
好像那一粒种子落在地里死了，再也看不见。
It was like the grain of wheat that died, that fell to the ground, cannot be seen again.
但是却结出许多的籽粒来。
But it bore many seeds.
啊，第三件哈。
The third one.
他的年日必延长。
And he will prolong his days.
告诉我们说，十字架不是结局。
It tells us that the cross is not the end.
死亡不是结束。
But the death is not the end.
所以使徒保罗能够解释说呢，他把死的痛苦解开来了。
Therefore, Apostle Paul said that.
使徒彼得。
That Peter said he was able to release the suffering of death.
他 loosened the suffering.
He loosened.
把死的痛苦解开来了。
He loosened the suffering of death.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he resurrected from death.
他就把这个复活的生命赐给你和我。
And he has given us, given you and I, the life of resurrection.
我们每一个人都得着了永远的生命。
So that each one of us has received the eternal life.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
他还说哈，这个耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
And not only this, it also says that the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
告诉我们说呢，我们的主成全了神一切的旨意。
It tells us that our Lord has fulfilled everything.
十字架是主的工作的顶点。
The cross is the pinnacle of the Lord's work.
他这一个工作把神的旨意完全成全了。
And this, on the cross, he completely fulfilled God's work.
到了第十一节，我们看见十字架是一个惨难。
We see that in verse 11 that the cross is a birth pain.
好像一个妇人要生孩子时候那个痛苦一样。
It is the anguish of the mother who is about to give birth.
这个痛苦虽然很大，但是它会产生一个新的生命。
Even though the suffering is great, it will result in a new life.
所以在这里他说他必看见自己劳苦的功效。
Therefore, it says here that he will see the fruit of his labor.
这个劳苦功效就是你和我能救赎回来。
And this fruit is you and I being redeemed.
我们回到神的家中。
We can return to the house of God.
我们进入了基督的身体，就是教会的里面。
We can enter into the body of Christ, and that is the church.
神心中呢，从亚当和夏娃堕落失败以后的渴望。
It is the desire of God after the fall of Adam and Eve.
因为在亚当和夏娃没有堕落以前。
Because before the fall of Adam and Eve.
人是神交通的对象。
Man is the can communicate with God.
但是罪呢，使得人与神隔绝。
But sin separated men from God.
因着耶稣基督的十字架。
And because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
神在得回人，成为他交通的对象。
God was able to redeem back, was able to gain back men as an object of communication.
换一句话说呢，人受造的目的被恢复了。
In another word, the purpose for the creation of men was recovered.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有尝过与主交通的喜乐呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt the joy of having fellowship with God?
有的时候我们在聚会里面摸到了那个交通的时机。
Many times in gathering, we have touched upon the reality of that fellowship.
聚完会弟兄姊妹都不想回家。
After the gathering, brothers and sisters don't want to
go home. 你有没有聚过这样的会呢？
Have you been to such meetings?
有的时候没有摸到那个时机啊，这个一说散会，大家打脚就走。
Many times when you cannot touch upon that reality, that as soon as the meeting ends, people will leave.
有时候我们自己个人的生活里面。
Many times in our individual lives.
主带我们进入那个交通。
Lord brings us into that fellowship.
好像时间就停止了。
It was as if time stopped.
好，我们进到主面前的时候，天亮的。
And when we come before the Lord, the light comes.
等到起来的时候呢，已经是半夜了。
And when we wake up, it was already midnight.
但不过才好像过了几分钟而已。
But it was just like a few minutes.
十字架使神造人的那个目的被恢复了。
Cross was able to redeem the purpose of man's creation.
叫我们能够与神交通。
So that we can have fellowship with God.
所以他看见自己劳苦的果效，他就心满意足了。
He was able to see the fruit of his labor, and he was satisfied.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
每一个得着被主得着的人。
Every single person who's gained by God.
我们呢， 与主之间有一个生命的关系。
We have a living connection with the Lord.
有一个里面的认识。
It, there is an inner understanding.
所以他说，有许多人因认识我的义仆，就得称为义的。
Therefore, it says that he will acknowledge the righteous one. My servant will justify many.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人呢，蒙召出来，我们跟主之间有一个非常亲近的关系。
Brothers and sisters, all of us who are called, we have a very close relationship with our Lord.
在这个关系里面，我们产生对主的认识。
In this relationship, we come to understand and know our Lord.
是的，我们参加好的聚会，我们记了很多笔记，我们也知道一点主。
True, we come to many meetings and we take many notes and we know a little bit about the Lord.
我希望大家不要听了以后都不记笔记了。
I don't want you to listen to this and stop taking notes.You still have to take notes.
但要让这些话语呢，变成我生命里面的经历和主之间的关系。
But you have to turn these words into your experience, into relationship with the Lord.
那个认识是有价值的。
That understanding has value.
那个认识产生属灵的功用。
That understanding has a spiritual result.
那个认识存到永远的。
That understanding will be stored in eternity.
换句话说，是今天环境考不倒的。
In another word, it is something that the situation will not change.
我看见好多弟兄姊妹经过各样的环境，他们出来，啊，不是被环境压倒了，成为出来是一个新人。
I see many brothers and sisters, they go through difficult situations, and when they come out, they have not been crushed, but they come out as a new man.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他里面和主有一个生命的关系。
Because in him he has a living relationship with God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，不仅如此。
Brothers and sisters, not only this.
而且主担当我们的罪孽。
God, Lord Jesus, he bore our iniquity.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
告诉我们说，我们在生活里面大量的取用他血的功效。
It means that in our life we should greatly draw upon the work of his blood.
啊，我们的主的血呢，成为我们经历他丰富恩典的。一个凭借。
The blood becomes a proof for us to experience his abundance.
最后哈。
And lastly,
我们看见十二节里面讲到主三方面，他的得荣耀，他的得胜和属天的执事。
And in verse 12, we see three things. We see his triumphant, and we see that he's glorified, and we see that he's
Heavenly ministry.
And his heavenly ministry.
好，我们看见他要与伟大的这个同分。
We see that he is allotted a portion with the great.
这个我们知道最大的就是我们的神。
We know the greatest one is our God.
当主耶稣复活升天以后。
After our Lord was resurrected to he ascended to heaven.
父神立他做什么呢？
What did the Heavenly Father set him to do?
做基督了。
The Heavenly Father set him to be the Lord, the Christ.
啊，感谢主啊，主得荣耀，我们就得圣灵了。
Thank the Lord, because when he was triumphant, then we received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了，就把所有他成全的救赎呢，变成我们可以经历的实际。
When the Holy Spirit came, then it turns all of the things that he has accomplished into things we can experience.
他要与强盛的均分掳物。
He will share his portion with the spoils of the strong.
啊，这个另外一个翻译呢，就是说他得着那个强壮士作为他的掳物。
In another translation, it means that he will receive the strong as his spoil.
Yeah, yeah, good. 好，我们看见这告诉我们说，主在十字架上把执政掌权者的首领掳来了。
We see that on the cross, Jesus Christ has taken the one who has dominion.
主完全胜过了撒旦的权势。
Lord has completely overcome the dominion of Satan.
所以今天早晨弟兄姊妹们交通到属灵的征战。
So this morning, brothers and sisters, we're sharing about the spiritual battle.
我们千万不要自己去打这个仗。
We should not go fight that battle on our own.
属灵的征战呢，乃是根据于十字架。
The spiritual battle is according to the cross.
主在那里得胜，今天教会才会得胜。
The Lord has overcome, and therefore today the church will overcome.
啊，第三个点啊。
The third point.
啊，他到天上去为圣徒代求。
And then the third point is that he has ascended to heaven to pray for the saints.
他不是说为圣徒，他是为罪犯代求。
But he didn't say the saints. He's praying for the sinful ones.
告诉我们说，我们今天在人性中仍然是软弱的。
It tells us that in our nature, we are still weak.
他救我们就救我们到底。
He has saved us, and he will save us to the end.
所以他在天上得着一个大祭司的职分。
And therefore, in heaven, he has received the ministry of the high priest.
他能，我们靠着他进到神面前来的人。
Those of us who have come before God through him,
他都能拯救到底。
He can save to the end.
因为他是长远活着，并且替他们祷告。
Because he lives in eternity and prays for them.
这是希伯来书第七章25节。
And that is Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
我们简单的这样看一下我们主耶稣钉十字架。
We very simply looked at our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们看见十字架一直都是有两臂，我们看见它有两面。
We see that the cross has two sides.
一面呢，十字架是痛苦。
On one hand, the cross is suffering.
是羞辱。
It is humiliation.
是咒诅。
It is a curse.
是死亡。
It is death.
另外一面呢,
On the other hand,
十字架带来喜乐,
It brings joy.
带来荣耀,
It brings glory.
带来祝福,
It brings blessing.
带来生命,
It brings life.
啊, 这个痛苦这一面是对旧造的。
On the suffering side, it is for the old person.
喜乐这一面是新人。
On the joyful side, it is the new person.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是今天。 那个奥秘,
Brothers and sisters, that is the mystery.
今天每一个得救的人在我们里面就是心与旧，我们活在这个夹缝的里面。
Today, every single one of us who are saved, inside of us, we live in between the new and the old.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，说痛苦已经过去了，因为主受过了。
Today, many children of God say the suffering is already the past.
若是没有这一方面的经历，我们得着的不是那真的喜乐。
If, without that experience, we do not truly have the joyful experience.
十字架是有两面的。The
cross has two sides.
第二，十字架呢是神定的一条道路。The
cross is a way that God has destined.
在主耶稣身上呢，是从苦难进到荣耀的道路。On
Jesus Christ, it was a path from suffering into glory.
今天对每一个神的儿女们一样的。
And for every child of God today, it is the same.
所以希伯来书作者说，他要领众子哈，众弟兄一同进荣耀，还是走这条路。
Therefore, in Hebrews, it says that he will lead all saints to walk the same path.
在这条路上哈，我们一面看见十字架成为我们的拯救。
On this path, we see that on one hand, the cross becomes our salvation.
使我们与神和好。
So that we are reconciled with God.
使我们脱离罪和罪的权势。
So that we are freed from the death and from the dominion of death.
也使我们这个人从里面和今天世界的灵呢，世界的样式有分别。
So that inside of us, we are separated from the mode of this world.
今天呢。 我们很多人很关心我们孩子，不要看电视，不要做这个，不要做那个。
Today, many of us are concerned that our children do not watch television and not do this and not do that.
这个是很好的，我们让他跟世界隔绝。
That is very good for us to separate them from the world.
但他隔绝的不过是外面。But
that is only a separation.
我们里面还有一个。
Inside, we still have.
就像以色列人过了红海，到了旷野。
It is just like the Israelites crossing the Red Sea into the wilderness.
他们人已经离开了埃及。
They physically have already left Egypt.
但是埃及还在他们心里面。
But Egypt was still in their heart.
埃及的口味还在他们身上。
The taste of Egypt is still on them.
所以这个口味一发作起来的时候，他们就闹肉体了。
And then as soon as this taste comes out, then they complain in flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，只有十字架能够把我们里面和这个世界的灵分开来。
Only the cross can separate us from the spirit of this world from inside.
这是十字架的拯救。
And that is the redemption of the cross.
但是十字架还有另外一面。
The salvation of the cross, but the cross also has the other side.
就是十字架所带来的祝福。
And that is the blessing the cross brings.
使我们得着所应许的圣灵。
So that we can receive the promised spirit.
并且呢，也使我们呢能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
And also so that we can be molded into the image of the Son of God.
也叫今天不仅我们个人，更是教会能够成全神的旨意。
So that not only individually, but the church as a whole can fulfill God's will.
最后啊，我们看见。
在主耶稣的十字架上。
And then lastly, we see that on the cross of Jesus Christ,
我们看见神的性情那样完全的彰显。
We see God's attributes being fully manifested.
啊，神的公义和圣洁。
God's justice and His righteousness.
和神的怜悯慈爱。
And His mercifulness.
在十字架上是那样的和谐的交织在一起。
And His love, so how harmoniously it was manifested on the cross.
当我们看见主挂在十字架上。
When we see the Lord hanging on the cross.
圣灵开我们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit opens our eyes.
我们才知道神的羔羊是那样的美丽。
And then we will see how beautiful is the Lamb of God.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过主的美丽。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have seen the beauty of the Lord.
如果主开我们的眼睛看见。
If the Lord opens our eyes and we see.
没有一个人不被吸。
Then no one will not be attracted.
我们要跟随他。
We have to follow him.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他救我们。
He saves us.
他也成全我们。
And he has also fulfilled us.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在我们还软弱。
When we are weak.
还无知的时候。
And ignorant.
你就照着父神所定的日期为我这个罪人而死。
You have died for a sinner like me on the day destined by the Father.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
在此我才认识神的爱。
And here I recognize God's love.
也唯有当圣灵带我到加略山巅。
And only when the Holy Spirit brings me to the side of Mount Calvary.
看见你如何为我受死。
And when I see how you died for me.
我才看见你不仅爱我
And then I see not only do you love me
并且你是何等的美丽
But how beautiful you are
主啊愿你吸引我们
Lord may you attract us
愿我们爱慕你的自己
May we desire after you yourself
爱慕走你自己的道路
To desire to walk on your path
谢谢你听我们的祷告
Thank you for listening to our prayers
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.